I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, we're talking about Tyler Cameron, Dua Lipa, screening gossip, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, a blind item about a sitcom star, John Higgins, Tom Blythe, Joe Keery and Keeley Hazel, Florence Pugh and Jack Harlow, Andrew Garfield, Ryan Reynolds, and more. Let's get started.
When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Maybe one of these days I'll be able to get the intro out without...
I'm sorry. You're making me crack up every time.
That's a good thing. I like being the person in your life to make you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm on the mend.
I know you are. It's freezing outside in New York City.
It is. And I turned a corner. I was sick. I think literally this morning I woke up and turned a corner.
That's good.
Ooh, look. It's, oh, wow. It's snowing.
It's snowing
really hard.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh,
but yeah, that looks beautiful.
It does.
Okay. All right, let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's dive in. Topic number one, we've got Tyler Cameron dating his assistant. What do you have?
Mid to beginning of December 2023 in the Q&A, someone just dropped a tidbit. Because often in the Q&A, if you guys aren't avid Q&A readers, on the Dumois Instagram account, I do realize a lot of people miss things because in the Q&A, I get the same questions over and over regarding topics that we cover.
Yeah, well.
Right, people miss it.
You miss it.
Right. So we do a Q&A every week, and once in a blue moon, someone will just like drop a tip in the Q&A. We've gotten some good tips.
I actually like when people do that.
When they drop tips.
Mm-hmm. It's like, question. And it's like this little nugget of like, ooh.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so in the beginning of December, mid-December, somebody in the Q&A dropped a tip that Tyler Cameron was dating his assistant. And I just posted it because I said to myself, this is interesting if true. On December 23rd, after I posted that tip, someone asked anything about Tyler Cameron and his assistant in Cincinnati. I said, do you mean recently? And they said, yes, he's been in Cincinnati this entire Christmas week. His assistant is from there and kind of odd for him to spend a week in Ohio. She also includes him in many pictures on her profile. That could make it seem like they are dating. Well, they are dating.
All right, then.
It's true. I did receive confirmation. They are dating. Apparently, she is a very sweet girl, and they are a lovely couple.
That's nice.
Yeah. So people were asking for a follow-up on that. So there it is.
Okay.
What's next?
Topic number two. Dua Lipa and Callum Turner are dating. So for those of you who don't know, Callum Turner is a British actor. He's been in quite a lot, actually. And he's also a model. You might know him from Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. And then most recently, The Boys in the Boat, which I'm really excited to see. I want to see that. Do you know what that's about?
No. Oh, Danny just came through with a description.
Let's read it.
During the height of the Great Depression, members of the rowing team at the University of Washington get thrust into the spotlight as they compete for the gold at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin.
I love historical fiction.
It doesn't sound fiction.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's fiction or not. Does it say? In the description. But no. I love timepieces, especially in that era. It's a true story.
A true story, okay. Danny says. You know what's really weird? This is nothing to do with celebrities, but the 1936 Olympics. So like...
Were you there?
No, I was not at the 1936 Olympics. But the equivalent of where we are right now in time is like the roaring 20s of the 1900s.
Oh, you feel that way?
No, but I'm saying, like, think about it. Like, we're...
Oh, you mean, like, legitimately, mathematically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, we're almost
that was
in...
approximately 100 years ago.
Right. We're almost in, like, well, not almost, but the 30s.
Yeah.
Because 1936 sounds so long ago, but we're almost in, like, the 30s of this century.
Right.
Do you ever think about that, or is it just me?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That's interesting. Okay.
Anyways.
So, that's what he's been in. Just some things.
So, on Wednesday, we sent a text... message blast
at exactly 5:15 p.m. that someone had seen Dua and Callum at
the Sunset Tower bar
looking very, very cozy post Golden Globes.
Right. So that was our first introduction to the fact that there might be something going on between them.
Yes. And then on Thursday, not even 24 hours later, at 7:58 a.m., to be exact.
Oh, I love these. Yeah,
yeah. So TMZ reported that Dua Lipa, this was the headline, Dua Lipa slow dances with mystery man, which so happens to be Callum Turner, not so mystery. I don't know why they said that, at Masters of the Air premiere party.
And since then, the paparazzi have caught them.
Numerous times.
I think one or two times together. Yes. So I think it's safe to say that they're dating. I asked someone like how this all came about because I think people felt like they just appeared as a couple out of thin air. Now, before I read a quote from somebody who I asked what's going on, I think it sounds like that they had been seeing each other for weeks prior to the Golden Globes and then just decided to
come forward now. Right. And we talked about this. Remember, we talked about how long celebrity couples stay
secret.
Covert.
Yeah. And we said it was about a 4 to 8 week
incubation period,
which makes sense for Dua and Callum because this person says, quote, as for Dua and Callum, not sure how they met, potentially at an award show or event in December. She's been going to everything because of Barbie. They seem like they had already been together for a bit at the Masters of the Air premiere, based on how comfortable they were with each other and around people.
Yeah.
So that kind of beginning in December, let's say, that would be like
four to six weeks.
So new couple.
Fun.
Yeah. We love a new couple.
Mm-hmm. Topic number three, screening gossip.
I love screening gossip. A handful of Des Moines readers frequently attend movie screenings and cast Q&As that follow. I'm not sure how they get tickets or invited, but there are a handful of people who attend a lot of these events. And you get a lot of like good tidbits if you're an audience member. So this topic is going to cover two different celebrities. Let's start with the first one being Barry Keoghan. This Saturday, I received a sighting. spotted Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter out together at Luna Luna in LA. Super sweet. She stopped to take photos with a fan as she was walking out. So this was Saturday night. Somebody saw this post and messaged me and said, was this last night? Meaning Saturday night. They messaged me on Sunday because I was at a screening and reception for Saltburn on Saturday morning, early afternoon in Los Angeles, and he was a no-show. Eva Longoria was the moderator, and she made a quick mention that Barry is sick. So he left Emerald, Rosamund Pike, Carrie Mulligan, and two other cast members flapping in the wind, handling the Q&A and reception meet and greets without him.
But then was out later with Sabrina.
Right. Mm. So, I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't sick. He could have been.
He could have made a turnaround by 6 or 7 o'clock.
He could have made a turnaround by 6 or 7 o'clock. I just thought that that was interesting. In this person's opinion. Okay, I don't want to speak this as fact. This person says, I guess he's salty because he missed a SAG nom and will obviously not get an Oscar nom. I don't know why that's obvious he won't get an Oscar nom.
I don't know either, but I'll just say he does not take me as the type of actor to
be salty.
No.
Right.
No. You know?
Right.
He just seems extremely professional, extremely passionate about what he does, just based on what we've heard from on-set interactions and whatnot.
I mean, he should have got a SAG nom.
Yes, he should have. But I think that – I don't think that's the case.
Okay. I mean, that's just that person's opinion.
Right.
I do want to say that a lot of what is posted on the DeMois account and some of the things we say in the podcast are opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that in 2024, I am going to make it my mission to make that very clear. Since in 2023, there was a lot of confusion based on things that I post versus things that I personally say as the person who runs the DeMois Instagram account. Okay. And I'm sick of it.
I can see you climbing up your soapbox right now.
I'm not. I'm going to climb back down. Climbing back down.
Put your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just letting people know that if I'm like, it sounds like I'm beating a dead horse by reminding people that it is because last year I got beat up by posting things that I didn't say. And the DeMois Instagram account specifically, not this podcast, because that's a different entity, has been about the audience. It's always been about the audience since day one. They are the backbone of that Instagram account. So I will always post their opinions and what they're thinking. If you can't handle that as a reader and you can't If you can't handle that, I'll just leave it at this. If you can't handle that as a reader and can't differentiate the things that you, Ferris, or me do say, this is not the platform for you to follow.
Right.
I'm sick of it. Specifically, I'll be specific because I'm also sick of being vague.
Okay.
The whole Taylor Swift thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the screening gossip.
Feeling a little hot.
I'm on one today.
I can see that. Come on now.
I think it's because my health has improved. So I woke up.
You're coming back.
Yeah.
You're coming back to life.
I've been like dead all of 2024, literally like since January 1st.
Oh my God.
And now I like rose like a phoenix.
Okay. All right. So that's Barry.
Right. So this same person messaged me. Oh, and another bit of screening gossip. I was at this screening of Anatomy of a Fall before Christmas, and Jodie Turner Smith was the moderator. And she was so open about what happened in her marriage to Joshua Jackson. It was honestly shocking. She said that, like the woman Sandra played is in the movie, Jodie herself knows exactly what it's like to be in a marriage that fails because the man is mediocre.
Oh my God.
I didn't tell you this. Wait, there's more. I shit you not. She used the word mediocre about Joshua Jackson. It was unbelievable. So it definitely sounds like from everything she said that Jodie thought of Joshua as pathetic with a career that was going nowhere and was miserable because of it and took it out on her. So she divorced him. And I said, he was in two really good series. Like, that's not true. Like, I'm a huge fan of Dr. Death. I've talked about.
I heard that's a great show.
I've talked about that show several times. There's a second season out now with Mandy Moore and Edgar Ramirez, which is mind blowing. Joshua Jackson was in the first season. Also amazing. He was in Fatal Attraction, which was also really good series. Mm-hmm. And this person continues. It was definitely shocking. I was honestly so shocked. I didn't record a video because it was so bizarre and personal for Jodi to open up the way she did. But I figured someone else shot a video and it would make the news the next day. I couldn't believe it didn't. This person says it was on December 4th at the Directors Guild in Los Angeles. They continue. It seemed like Jodi volunteered to moderate that screening because she connected with the film so much. She had a whole journal of thoughts she'd written about the movie that she was reading from. And here's a picture the person sent me of Jodi holding the journal. I said, I'm surprised this is the first I heard of this. And this person said they were surprised too. And that was it.
That's pretty surprising.
It just sounded like, based on this person's experience at the screening of Anatomy of a Fall, they felt that Jodi's comments were based
on reality,
on her own reality. Mm-hmm. That was this person's opinion of what happened. Mm-hmm. And they were shocked that she used the word mediocre. I've never heard that word being used to describe
Pacey Whitaker,
Joshua Jackson.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
No.
In a relationship.
No. And there's definitely been some rocky things we've heard.
For sure.
Between them. So
for sure. And, you know, as far as I know, he's still with Lupita, which the timing of that is also questionable.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Okay. Anyway, I thought that was really interesting. I just wanted to share that with the class.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Thank you, teacher. Topic 4, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce ping pong headlines.
I'll take you guys through those headlines in a second just to have everyone on the same page. But in the Q&A, I got a lot of questions about what's been going on in the media regarding Taylor and Travis's relationship. I'm just going to read some of the comments in the Q&A from yesterday. Someone says, Taylor and Travis is like being on a roller coaster. What is your honest take on them? Is it end game? This person says, in my opinion, Taylor and Travis want the talks of engagement hush, hush until after the season is done. This person says, Taylor and Travis liked benefiting from the engagement talk, but Travis feels pressure now, wants to cool it. This person says, what is the point of putting out conflicting information regarding Taylor and Travis? Somebody else says, I think the Taylor Travis article is trying to throw people off their scent. Feels like a plant. And then finally, someone wants to know my thoughts on Taylor and Travis. Have I heard anything recently? I said what I heard in last week's episode. I was kind of vague about it. And then I thought about it when we were preparing for this podcast episode. And I thought, fuck it. I'll just read exactly what somebody told me.
Report.
Because, like, YOLO.
Of course.
Why not?
Why not?
Because.
Put it on the table.
No. Well, because I'll tell you why. I don't necessarily believe it. So if the words are coming out again, like, we have a huge issue with people misrepresenting and misinterpreting what I say.
Okay. So these are not our words. These are the words.
And I don't know if I necessarily believe it, but if people really want to know what I've heard, this is fucking it.
Here it is.
Somebody tells me, pretty sure Taylor and Travis got engaged on 12/31. Did it just the two of them alone before they headed to that party where they were photographed? I'm not sure what party they were photographed at, especially if it was during New Year's, because I was kind of off the grid. So that's what I heard. Do I believe that? Well, it's coming from somebody who I trust, but I don't know if I believe that information. If it is true, that would explain the ping pong headlines. What are the ping pong headlines that we keep referring to? On January 11th, Page Six reported Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce plan to get engaged this summer, sources. On January 12th, The Mirror reported Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have no plans to get engaged as romance heat up. On January 15th, TMZ reports Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce no engagement in the works for now. TMZ went so far as to say, quote, in fact, our sources tell us some folks on the inside of this don't think it'll go the distance. That's a bold statement to make regarding a couple whose one half of that couple showed up to the other half of that couple's in a fucking jacket with their boyfriend's name on the back of it. Now, what's going on? First of all, a lot of people don't believe these ping pong headlines.
So I'm one of them.
Okay.
I am. So I saw them as well before you posted about them, and like just as a reader in general, and thought immediately to myself, PR, PR, PR. Like in my head, I was thinking somebody's taking us on a wild ride right now.
Right.
They're taking us on a wild ride.
Probably a lying liar who lies a lot.
Maybe someone of that nature.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what I thought. Because the headlines are so inconsistent, it only makes sense to me that there's, again, I said it in the last couple episodes, rerouting going on. They want you to believe something else when in reality, I kind of agree with you. I do think that
they got engaged.
They did get engaged. I do. But they need to keep the story headed in a direction that benefits both of them. They need to stretch it out or for whatever reason.
But well, also the playoffs are happening. Right. Maybe they don't want to overshadow that.
Right.
Exactly. She's going back on tour.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a lot of things going on that they might need to prolong the narrative.
Right.
More, right. It's too soon.
Well, that's also another narrative. If you read the comments in some of the headlines that suggest that an engagement is coming, people are saying she would never, she's only been dating him for 6 months.
A honeymoon phase.
You know, whatever. I mean, who knows? But I mean, do people think that they know their favorite celebrity that well, that they could really say with such confidence what they would do?
No.
Right. So, I mean, if they are engaged and they're head over heels in love with each other, congratulations.
Yeah, like what a story.
Yeah, that's great. If they're not engaged and, you know, they are waiting for their relationship to progress a little more, that's also fine too. I think that, you know, the engagement narrative got out of control. And, you know, we reported on it very early on that we heard that they were talking about getting engaged. They were on that path. They were serious. I think that we even said that it would have happened her birthday, Christmas, or
after
Super Bowl. Now, those just happened to be like three milestone type events. Mm-hmm. So I think they were easy to pinpoint. Mm-hmm. The Page Six article saying it was going to happen this summer was kind of weird. Like, why this summer? Yeah, the football season's over, but why such a specific season? Like, why say summer and not like spring? Because right. Football season.
Well, we talked about
is over in February.
Talk about how like their plans for the summer. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Well, I think she's going on tour, and he had plans to join her at some point.
Yeah,
right. She's going to Australia, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah, and he had plans to join her as well.
Like they had everything planned out, like blocked out, basically. But again, who knows?
Listen, regardless, I think it is a media circus. I don't know who is putting out these headlines.
Who's behind the curtain cranking them out?
Yeah, someone is. Oh, and, you know, I think that fans have sort of figured out that the Mirror, for whatever reason, is the go-to
for them specifically.
Yeah. Because somebody, and the fans told me this, somebody who used to work at People Magazine now works at the Mirror. So I think a couple of media savvy fans figured out that that's the publication of choice these past couple months.
Well, then we'll have to see what they end up having to say over the past couple weeks.
Do we believe,
do we believe it
anyway?
No. Like I said, I think all those headlines are fake for sure.
Right. Rerouting.
Reroute.
Redirect.
Okay. What's next? Justin and Hailey Bieber.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Okay, so someone in the Q&A said, Do, I know you don't like to talk about Hailey Bieber, but can you please talk about Justin and Hailey Bieber? I've been getting this question pretty consistently for the past 3 weeks. Are Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber headed for divorce? And not very shockingly, these rumors started on Crazy Days and Nights blind item on January 2nd. That read, this foreign-born A-plus-list A-list singer has been working with his lawyers to try and make his divorce quick and quiet. His goal is to not have anyone discover it until this time next year. It's a whole year.
What?
Yeah. So I guess fans think that that's about Hailey and Justin. And ever since that blind item came out, they've been asking every week, like, what's going on with Hailey and Justin? So I prefer not to talk about Hailey Bieber for a variety of reasons. Justin Bieber, fine. Hailey Bieber, I tried to steer away from talking about her, and I'm happy to go into those reasons at another time. But when you're talking about them as a couple, it's kind of hard not to talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
When Eyebrowgate happened last year, there was a lot of talk on this account about Hailey and Justin. I'll just refresh your memory sort of to lay the groundwork for what I've heard about Hailey and Justin's relationship. And this was from a question that somebody asked on TikTok. If I could ask my source if Justin proposed to Selena Gomez first, because that was a rumor that was going around for a really long time,
mm-hmm.
that he proposed to Selena Gomez. She said no. Then he proposed to Hailey. This is something that I've read on a podcast episode before. I'm just refreshing everyone's memory. This person says, to the best of my knowledge, no, he never proposed to Selena. And the marriage to Hailey was very much her idea and her pressure play on him. She leaned heavily on Hillsong and Born Again rhetoric, and basically wouldn't consummate the marriage until they got married and got their shared priest guy. I'm blanking on his name.
I need to know.
While you look it up, I'll just finish. Their shared priest guide to endlessly talk to Justin about the sacred bonds of marriage and the need for holy commitment to each other. Haley drove the wedding bus big time with them. It wasn't as much on the radar between Selena and Justin.
Carl Lentz.
Yes. So Carl Lentz, this person is alleging Carl Lentz sort of played like marriage matchmaker between the two. I don't know if, you know, there's any truth to that. The account wasn't around during the time that Haley and Justin
got together.
So I hadn't, you know, anything I hear is now is old intel. But back to Haley and Justin rumors that are going around now.
Yeah. What's your opinion?
No, my opinion has always been no. Like, she's with him 24/7.
I agree.
But I had to ask her around. Yeah, like I had to ask around. I was and I said to people, like, I'm sick of people asking me this. Mm-hmm. Like, can we squash it? And one person said, no way. Like, no way it's happening. Another person said they can't get any information about it. Another person said the only thing that they heard is that Haley allegedly was having like a spending issue. Like she was spending a lot of money, which really has nothing to do with divorce.
Well, it obviously could cause problems within a marriage.
Right. But I mean, that's like normal, I feel like. And the last person who I asked, who definitely is in the know, said that they hadn't heard. So my point is, if it was a viable rumor, I mean, I asked a handful of people. I didn't just ask one people. I asked a handful of people in the industry who, if it was a viable rumor, meaning if it was something that was definitely happening, one of those people would have heard. There was another article going around that people forwarded to me from Perez Hilton that read, are Justin and Haley Bieber having marriage issues? New sighting sparks big concern. And in the article, Perez sort of goes on to describe this paparazzi picture saying, quote, they both looked incredibly sad and acted somber and quiet the whole time per witnesses. Plus, they were standing at least an arm's length apart from each other as they headed in the same direction. A bit unusual and definitely suggests there was some kind of unresolved tension between them, end quote.
Or maybe something really sad just happened and they are, you know,
they had a bad breakfast.
They had a bad breakfast or anything.
Fuck it. I went to our friends at Backrid and I said, and I never do this, I'm just so sick of these Haley Justin rumors that like, I would love to squash them. Like,
me too. I feel like people are also doing this out of
like manifestation,
jealousy.
Yeah. Jay and just manifestation. Like they want to see them break up. Mm-hmm. So I went to our friends at Backrid. I never asked them to do anything like this. And I said, can you please contact the photographer, the paparazzi who took these pictures? We're looking at them right now on the Backrid website and ask him what was the vibe between Justin and Haley when these pictures were taken. This is from the paparazzi who took these pictures. He said literally nothing unusual. He said that Justin has looked this way the past 10 times he's shot him. They weren't fighting. There was nothing going on. I mean, this is from the person who took these pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to convince people that maybe the guy's just going through it.
Right. I mean, he has a little bit of a history with some mental health issues. And I mean,
it's probably a daily struggle for him.
For sure. I mean, like, I feel like just speaking from experience, I mean, it's hard going through that kind of stuff. And when you get into those low lows, those dips, it's really hard to pull yourself out of it. And this guy's in the public eye 24/7.
Right, with a camera in his face.
Right. Let's give Justin and Haley a break.
I agree 100%. Like, my differences with Haley Bieber aside, like, I would love for people to lay off them as a couple and just let them go through whatever they're going through and not, like, wish a breakup on them.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
No. So, in conclusion, I mean, I tried. Like, I feel like out of any question that the audience asks, like this one, I was like, okay, I'm going to.
You took it on like a school project.
Yeah.
Which you hate.
School projects. Yeah. And I literally asked every single person that I could think of who would know the answer about their relationship. And I came up nuts.
Coming up nuts.
I came up nuts, which to me signifies.
That's a good saying.
That if there was something going on, there would be rumors. One of the people that I would have asked would have been like, oh, yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
I mean, and for one person to be like, no way.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
Smoke, fire. There's no smoke.
No, it's just people analyzing paparazzi pictures. Also, they just spent the holidays together.
Mm-hmm.
He was with Haley and Kendall and Bad Bunny and Mystique.
Right.
So this blind item, unless NT, because it's from the Crazy Days and Nights website, revealed it was them, could be about someone else. Because NT has said, when we've spoken on previous episodes, that sometimes he writes blind items and people think it's about the wrong person. So I don't know if he's revealed this one yet, but it could be about someone totally different. Okay. That's all I have to say about that. What's next?
A blind item clarification.
Okay. I just want to give like a little bit of trigger warning that this next segment is a bit of a sensitive topic, but I felt it was important to clarify. I don't even think I told you what this was about.
No.
Okay. So we can get your honest reaction.
Okay.
There was a blind item on Reveal Moi. By the way, Reveal Moi is a Instagram account where I post all the blind items and then people could discuss amongst themselves in the comments. Once in a while, I'll chime in. I'll like a comment if the person gets it right. A lot of the times I don't know who the blind items on Reveal Moi are about.
It's tough.
It is tough, but the people get it. So this blind item, I think it's important to note the date. It's from November 10th. This person anonymously writes in, there's a major scandal about to drop about an actor who has been in movies, but probably better known for a former very popular TV show, but made him super wealthy and a household name in the 90s. This scandal is going to be massive because it's going to drag into question what his co-stars, who are also household names, knew about him. One female co-star in particular had an ongoing sexual relationship with him, even when she was married. It's going to shock a lot of people, not to mention some of the people who came forward with allegations are famous themselves. Things are about to get really messy. I had no idea who it was about. Again, please note that the date that that was submitted was November 10th. Somebody in the comments said, in response to guessing who the blind item was about, I hate saying this, but Matthew Perry makes the most sense. The media individuals releasing allegations after a death is unfortunately opportunistic because all eyes are on that. He did copious amounts of movies and all three women were married during filming. So hope I'm wrong though. So I guess people also guess that it was Eric McCormick from Will and Grace. I don't know why. And I think that I posted something with Eric's name in response. I didn't know who the blind was about. But I think I posted something about Eric McCormick and that blind item. Not confirming it was him, but just maybe like his name was on the same slide of that blind. Well, this past week, I got this email. This person says, the subject is I felt bad. This person says, I sent you a secret about working with having inside knowledge about an expose on an A-list 90s sitcom actor who mistreated women, slept with his female co-star, etc. You guessed it may have been Eric McCormick from Will and Grace. I didn't correct you. The reason I left it was because the same week I submitted the secret, the real subject of my blind item died. It was Matthew Perry. We were working with Channel 4 on a dispatches show in the UK. Since his death, we have cooled the project out of some kind of respect for his family. But one of the co-producers went to the Daily Mail this week with a shit ton of info we had collected. And then they go on to sort of like summarize what that info entails. But I'm sure you guys saw. Did you see first? An article did come out.
No.
You didn't see it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it got a lot of traction. I think a couple people saw it. And I also think it's kind of like respect for someone who passed away. Yeah. Why? But in fact, the Daily Mail posted an article on January 10th. The subject reads, Matthew Perry assaulted women, including ex-fiance. Friends actor hurled table at Molly Hurwitz after she confronted him about cheating and threw live-in sober companion against a wall.
Oh, dear.
So that was on January 10th. I don't see it getting picked up by a lot of different other publications. I don't know if there will be other articles about this. But the point is, I didn't want people to think it was about Eric. Obviously, this person thought that people thought that the blind item was about Eric.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're clearing it up. I think it's important for us to clear it up. I will say, had I heard of any of those type of allegations regarding Matthew Perry before this? No.
No.
Not in the least. Not in the slightest. It was very, very shocking for me to see that article and then for me to subsequently receive the follow-up email.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Clarifying the blind item.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all I really want to say on that. I don't really want to.
Yeah, that's pretty dark.
Yeah, it's dark. I don't want to speak on. Well, first of all, I don't really know any.
Yeah, that sounds like there's a lot.
Anything about these allegations
going on there.
Right. Okay, what is next?
I've got John Higgins as a topic.
"50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus."
Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill. And you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote.
paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Who is John Higgins?
So John Higgins is a writer and an actor, and he's known for projects such as Please Don't Destroy, The Treasure of Foggy Mountain, which was out last year, but most notably for Saturday Night Live and A Man Called Otto.
Okay. So I have just like a little funny story about him. Somebody messaged me and said that their friend was in jury duty in Manhattan last week with John Higgins. When they got called together to go into the courtroom, he tried to get out of jury duty by saying he works for SNL and they have a work cruise coming up.
What? That sounds miserable.
A work cruise?
Yeah. Don't ever take me on a work cruise.
Going on a cruise with your work?
Yeah, no.
That didn't work on day one. So on day two, he said he was a libertarian. He said he was a libertarian and tried to get out of it by saying everyone should go through rehabilitation and not be locked up at all. He also added that he didn't agree with police body cam footage and it shouldn't be allowed as evidence. I thought it was hilarious and needed to share. He ended up getting let go on day two because of the libertarian and body cam.
Oh my God. Like, you think he was trying to be funny? What?
I don't know. The work cruise.
Did he, like, literally a work cruise?
Yeah.
What made him think that would, they'd be like, all right, well, enjoy your cruise, Mr. Higgins. Like, what?
Wait, this just in, hot off the presses.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber still together.
All
no
right.
Problems there. I mean, listen, the person goes into the specifics. I'm not going to read it. But anyway, well, just to summarize the Biebers one more time. I mean, this is like the fifth or sixth person I reached out to that they all said.
She put in a lot of research. She wants you to know. She typed up the book report. She'll be posting it in an hour. Source number five.
No, that's are great. That's not. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say that, like,
I know
it wasn't just like one random person being like,
right. It was five different sources with the same information. She's going to cite it in what is it?
What's that called at the bottom of a report?
MLA or APA format. She's going to cite it.
Is that what it's called?
The footnotes.
Footnotes. That's what I'm thinking of. The footnotes. Okay.
She's going to create a whole bibliography for us. With in-text citations.
Well, I just want people to know that I like really
you went out of your way
covered all bases, yeah, that I'm good. Not just haphazardly making these claims,
right.
Since people love to say right. that I don't know what I'm talking about, when in fact if I don't know what I'm talking about
you
I
will admit it.
Say I don't know. Name me one news publication that says we don't know. Find
None.
Me an article
None.
Where they say we don't know.
None.
Right. This is the future.
This is the future.
Admitting the truth.
Right.
I don't know.
Humble journalism. Just made a new phrase today, everybody.
No,
humble
that's
journalism.
That's so true. Humble journalism.
Yep.
If I don't know, I don't know. But let me tell you something. If I know and I say I know, that means I fucking know.
Hey.
Okay. Let's hit the IG
right,
Q&A.
Let's do rapid fire Q&A.
Like, you love it. You're so excited.
It is. It's so fun. It feels like a game show.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody said Jacob Elordi and Olivia Jade broke up. She allegedly unfollowed him on IG. Check that, Ferris. You know how to do that?
Let me look up the user manual.
They were just seen together at the end of December. I'm going to move on while you check
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, somebody else. Olivia Jade and Jacob Elordi split. Please tell me not true. This must have just happened. Maybe they got in a fight. Any news on Harry Styles playing in Vegas? I heard from several people, not happening. Does anyone have any tea on hockey player Cole Sillinger? Well, I posted about this a long time ago, but Tate McRae's new album is supposed to be based on her breakup and relationship with Cole. Anything?
No.
She's not following him?
Olivia follows. Is Isabella his sister?
Isabella Alordi? I'm assuming.
Well, she follows.
She follows his sister, but she doesn't follow Jacob?
No.
I don't know if that necessarily means that they broke up.
Let's look at Jacob. Oh, he did that thing where he just isn't following anybody.
Yeah, that's why people do that. See, everyone flipped out about Zendaya not following anyone, but that
maybe it's a euphoria thing.
Well, no, I think it's because like you see the headlines like so-and-so unfollowed, so-and-so followed, so-and-so did this. It's like ridiculous. So just cut out all that chatter and don't follow anyone. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift doesn't follow anyone either. Either does Beyonce. It's a fucking power move.
Yeah, it's kind of cool though. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
Like, you're cool, actually.
Are Nina Dobrev and Ian Somerhalder still friends or nah? I'll turn to our resident Vampire Diaries expert.
I mean, let me just say, like, according to my sources, I don't think so.
Okay. Wow, you have sources? Everyone wants to know if Taylor Russell is in Los Angeles because people are telling me Harry Styles is in Los Angeles right now.
He was. That was the last sighting. It was like a couple weeks ago.
Right. But then somebody also said he was playing golf this weekend in La Quinta. I don't know if she's with him. I have no idea. I don't know. But I wouldn't, you know, if she's not, I wouldn't take that as meaning anything. Tom Brady and Irina still have a casual relationship after their date yesterday. I think somebody's asking that question. Like, yeah, you can go on a date and it could be considered a casual relationship.
Yes, correct. Referred to Venn diagram.
Right. So ironically, yesterday, somebody asked about Tom and Irina in the Q&A. And then literally an hour later, somebody sent me a sighting of them having dinner in New York City. I was like, wow, that never happens where the universe aligns like that, where somebody's asking me a question and then I get a picture proof of an answer an hour later. So that was serendipitous. But yeah, they're still dating. If you want to see the picture, it is on our Instagram grid. Okay, somebody asks, anything new about the Tom Blythe rumors on the podcast? We covered Tom Blythe a couple weeks ago, I think at some point in December. Since that podcast episode, did we do a follow-up on that in the newsletter?
I feel like we did. Let me go back.
Right, but I'll just say, you know, we don't need to quote the newsletter. By the way, sign up for the Des Moines newsletter, link in our link tree. How to sign up. We follow up on a lot of the things we post on Instagram in the newsletter.
And we also add.
We also add things.
A little bit extra.
Yeah, a little bit extra. Things that aren't on Instagram, we put in the newsletter. That's not to say that at some point they won't make it to Instagram, because what happens is it'll be in the newsletter first. And then something will happen and we'll have to refer back to an old newsletter.
It's circuitous. Like, it's like, you know what I
mean? Yeah, totally. But as far as Tom Blythe. Yeah. So after that episode came out, I did have a couple people message me that they were DMing with him. I don't know if he's with his girlfriend. I don't know if he's in a serious relationship. It kind of sounded like he wasn't, or it sounded like he fucked around on her, if they are.
Oh, right. He was a possible DM slider.
Oh, right. For sure.
Yeah. This was Christmas Eve newsletter here. Tom Blythe and I were DMing till Valentine's Day when he posted a picture of his girlfriend on Instagram. He never told me he had a girlfriend. He even messaged me recently.
Did we only put that in the newsletter? Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. I just suggest you guys sign up for the newsletter.
And that was recent.
Yeah.
That was less than a month ago. So
nothing since then.
No.
Somebody said Jimmy Fallon still without a wedding ring. We posted about this before and a lot of people were quick to write in that he has a hand injury, which is why he doesn't wear a wedding ring. And I think he's talked about it on a show. But him and his wife were seen on Christmas Eve, I think, out to dinner. Mm-hmm. There was a sighting in
I saw that
in Sunday Spotted this past week.
Was it karaoke or am I making that up?
No, the person said that he was singing.
Singing.
But it wasn't a karaoke restaurant. It was a regular restaurant. Got he it. Was just being charismatic and Jimmy Fallon. Joe Keery and Keeley Hazel seen hanging out. Yes, they are hanging out. I don't know how serious they are. Somebody wants to know, a couple people want to know what happened with Florence Pugh and Jack Harlow. Since their steamy makeout in London, I haven't heard a peep.
Oh, that was a fun sighting.
Yeah, that was a really fun sighting. I haven't heard anything about either. It could have just been like a one-off fun makeout session.
Down for that.
Again, somebody asked, are Flo and Jack still a thing or just a one-time makeout session? Yeah, I think just a one-time makeout session based on the fact that I haven't heard anything about them since, unless they're just being on the DL, which could also totally be the case. I think that there's a lot of random celeb hookups that happen on the DL that we never hear about or hear about much later.
Yeah.
A lot of fun ones probably too, right?
Yeah. I think we've talked goes down. I wonder if they're just like, hey, get me so-and-so's number.
No, they all hang out. Like they all hang out at the same places, you know? Anything on Andrew Garfield and his new girlfriend? There was an update on them in the
newsletter.
And I might have talked about them in a subscriber live. What did the newsletter say, Ferris? Do you want to just tell us? They're casual,
sure.
Basically.
Yeah.
But so, you could read the quote.
Okay. So regarding Andrew Garfield and Olivia Brower, I think it's pretty casual, but they have been hanging out for a few months. Pretty sure they met at the LA CMA gala after party.
Oh, wait. We also talked about this on the pod, didn't we?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just repeating it because, like I said, I think people miss stuff. And yeah, I don't like
sign
that.
Up for that newsletter.
I like when we're all on the same page and people aren't asking the same questions over and over. This person says, do I think Ryan Reynolds is wearing a toupee or got hair plugs? That is very likely. Maybe. That is very likely.
He was in my dream last night. Isn't that really random?
Was it a good dream?
Yeah. I can't even remember what he was doing, but he was in it. Blake Lively was in it. I don't know.
Okay.
Side note.
I think a lot of male celebrities have hair plugs.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do what you got to do to make yourself feel good.
Exactly. Somebody asks, Kristen Bell and Bill Hader, did something happen? I don't know.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
I don't know. They didn't elaborate.
Beef.
Not that I've heard of, but I'm interested to know why you're asking that. Somebody asked, when will Katy Perry release her next single? There's been a lot of Katy Perry sightings like out at like clubs partying. It doesn't seem like she's releasing any singles anytime soon. Somebody asks, what's going on with Shawnee? I miss him. Shawn Mendes. So we had talked about Shawn Mendes potentially being involved in a cult or being connected to people who were in a cult. We talked about that on an old podcast episode.
Yes, at length.
At length. Then we clarified some of our statements. The information that we discussed in the podcast episode was mainly from fans. After the podcast aired, we sort of delved a little deeper into it and realized that the cult that we were talking about on the podcast episode was in fact not related to Shawn Mendes or these people.
Correct.
There was a reason why people thought it, and it was because the people that are hanging out with Shawn Mendes on one of their websites uses a phrase that is commonly used
within that specific organization.
Right. But they're not related. Right. Sorry if that's confusing.
It is.
So someone saw that podcast episode and someone saw the post about it and reached out to me, and I asked, like, what's going on? Like, are they in a cult? Like, what's going on with this group of people? And I just wanted to further clarify. This is someone who knows exactly what is going on, like, in this group of friends. I asked, are they definitely in a cult? This person says, quote, not in the traditional sense. They're not worshiping one person. It's a circle jerk of them getting off on themselves, thinking they're more enlightened than everyone else. Meanwhile, they still have their bad habits like the rest of humanity. So it's not a cult. They're not in a cult.
They just brag about who's enlightened more.
I guess. I just felt that that needed more clarification because a lot of people were still referring to him being in a cult. Yeah. And
inaccurate.
It's inaccurate. I do think he's still hanging out with this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I really know about him. He is working on new music.
That's awesome.
Yeah. As is Lady Gaga.
Yes. You did get a little tippy tip about that.
Right.
Pop, 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 poker face, mama, poker face.
She's so good.
I love that song.
She's so talented. Love Gaga.
Me too.
Pop, 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 poker face, pop, pop, poker face, mama, mama.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's good stuff.
I think that's a wrap for today.
Yeah, it's a good place to end.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes, thank you so much.
We do have some guests coming up.
Mm-hmm. Get excited.
But, you know, drop us a line. Let us know who you'd like to see on the podcast.
Yeah, what do you want to hear us talk about? Well, and to whom?
We talk about the hot topics of the week first.
Right, of course. But I mean, like, in relation to a guest, because all guests come in with a specialty.
Right. I know they do like the experts.
Yes. Oh, you know what we really wanted to get on was the intimacy coordinator.
That was from last year. Uh-huh.
And we really, really wanted that to happen. So if you're listening to this and you are, in fact, an Hollywood intimacy coordinator, hit us up.
Yeah. We brainstorm every day.
Every day.
Because we also want it to be relevant to what you guys
like
come to the podcast for, which is never before heard
humble journalism
information. No, I was trying to like recreate the intro.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And humble journalism. That is a new category of journalism. Yeah. We are starting in 2024. Yep. It's called humble journalism.
Look it up. Merriam-Webster, entry number one, Dumois.
Yeah. Why not admit you're wrong?
Yeah.
If you're wrong. And yeah. If you don't know,
sit down, be humble.
You're quoting Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Maybe that should our theme song.
Yeah, it should.
Danny, how do we get clearance on that to be our theme song? Does that cost money?
Yeah.
So never mind on that. And have a great weekend.
All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
No weekend.
Yeah. It's Thursday.
All right.
It's Friday Eve.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.